Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the heart of liberal Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Best friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Now here are your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates. Have at it Friday edition. Dominic, want to thank our most recent guest, a fine one, a good friend of ours. Wish him happy birthday. He, of course, is James Santel, former U.S. attorney, and our fine and gracious fill-in next Friday. But Dom, this big show ain't over, and we got another fine guest. He is Bill Press. We'd like to think of you, Bill, as the godfather of lefty talk. We're here to kiss the ring, Bill. Hey, welcome Bill. Back.
I would probably give that title to Ed Schultz, but since he has gone on to the talk show in the sky, I'll take it.
You are the godfather.
The king is dead. Long live the king.
Bill, right. Welcome back. Gotta ask you, Joe Biden, the new vaccine mandate and this new attitude, have at it, he tells us. What do you think of it, Bill?
I love it. I think Joe Biden is a kick-ass president, you know? Look. And I know he gets a lot of criticism for this, but I think it's very refreshing to have a president who believes in something, who knows what he wants to do, and damn it, he does it. You know, it's like damn the torpedoes full speed ahead. Look at Afghanistan. Everybody said, you've got to go out there and grovel. You've got to apologize. You've got to crawl and say, oh, I'm sorry. You know, it's such a mess at the airport. No, Biden didn't do that. He said, look, this war is wrong. We got to get out of it. Whenever we get out of it, there's going to be messy. I'm not backing down. We're getting out, period. Boom, pulling the troops out. And he did it. Guess what? Today, anybody talking about Afghanistan? Nobody gives a rat's ass about Afghanistan. Seriously, you know, is it on the front page anymore? Hell no, no. So Biden knows what he's doing. Same thing on COVID. You know, a couple of months ago, he said, I don't see any need for any mandate because he thought that Americans, would do the right thing. Instead, you've got 80 million idiots who refuse to get vaccinated. And so yesterday, I think he just said, look, I've had it with these jerks, right? They're dragging down the economy. They're imperiling the health of themselves and all the rest of us. They're hurting restaurants, businesses, because they got to deal with this. The airlines are now losing money. I mean, customers again. So he just said, let's get serious. We're just not going to put up with this crap anymore. You know, wear your damn mask. And what I love, and he involved the private sector too. And, you know, I said, so it's not a mandate. He just says, if you want to work for the federal government, you got to wear a mask. If not, get a job somewhere else. Well, hey, free enterprise, right?
That's right. How very Republican of him.
A little bit of a tougher stance, though. I like it. I like this tougher stance. I'm not suggesting he's been something less than tough, but a little more cordial up till now. It's obvious he's angry. He's frustrated. I heard the righties bemoaning the fact that Joe Biden's more angry at the non-vaccinated than he is at the Taliban. And I'm thinking, come on, man. You know, but here's my question, Bill. The fact that there are righties that will sue to try and block this mandate, and obviously we've seen Supreme Court precedent. They'll acknowledge it. 1905, this long since decided settled law. What is their desire? I mean, I've seen people literally willing to die to stick it to Joe Biden.
Sadly, there are always going to be, you know, a fringe element in this country. The problem is today, the fringe element is like the mainstream Republican Party, thanks to Donald Trump. He has legitimized all of them. And so these yahoos, they've got nothing else. Think about it. You tell me, what does the Republican Party stand for? I cannot think of...
Freedom!
Yeah, right. No, they stand for making it harder to vote, taking away women's rights to control their own bodies, right? And they stand for not getting vaccinated, not wearing a mask, and giving all their loved ones COVID-19. They don't have a damn positive thing in their whole platform or agenda. So I think their voices, yeah, I heard them. They're crying. This is tyranny. This isn't tyranny. You've got a choice. In fact, with this one, you might have too much of a choice. You wear your mask or you get tested once a week, right? Now, I'd be happier with that if you had to pay $150 to get tested every week, which I got tested this morning and it cost me $150. So,
not that you're bitter, Bill.
No, I'm traveling. I needed a test. So, but all I'm saying is there's still freedom under this thing. It's just finally, come on, people. Come on. That's enough is enough, right? It's just insane, totally insane. And I think I'm disappointed in 80 million Americans who are not representing the best of America. You talk about the greatest generation. People went over to Europe and put their bodies themselves on the line, like for 5 years in the trenches. These a-holes won't even get a shot in the arm. I mean, come on, right? There's no defending them. So I love the fact that Biden is standing up to them, and I love the fact that he showed some spine. And I also love the fact that Merrick Garland went out yesterday and said, Texas, you're not going to do this. This is unconstitutional. You're not going to get away with it. We're going to sue your ass. And by the way, I think the American people like this. I think Joe Biden knew that the American people wanted to get out of Afghanistan, come hell or high water. And I think the American people public opinion is starting to turn against the yahoos who will not get vaccinated. More and more. Every day you see it.
If he'd only legalized marijuana, just think how celebratory we'd be.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the godfather of lefty talk, Bill Press, our friend joining us. Bill, it's a pleasure to talk with you once again.
Always good to fun to be with you guys.
The former guy, very distraught about the removing of a Confederate statue of Robert E. Lee, and put out some press release calling this just a travesty, and we're erasing our history. And hell, if Robert E. Lee was a general in Afghanistan, we'd have won that war in one day, Bill. You talk about what the Republicans Party stands for these days, and I think you bring up a great question, but it's hard to determine. When you see the leader of the party, and presumably the front runner for 2024, Donald Trump, come out and say these kinds of things about the Confederacy and Robert E. Lee, what does that tell you about the rest of the GOP?
They're cowards, total cowards, ass kissers, no balls, no backbone, no spine, why do they follow this guy? I have to tell you, I think Donald Trump's influence is waning as well. I can't wait for Liz Cheney to kick the you-know-what out of this woman that Donald Trump has endorsed against her. Look at the California recall. Is Donald Trump anywhere in California? He hasn't even talked about it, right? He's not going to go out there. He hasn't endorsed. So I think every day his influence on the party is waning, and pretty soon there are going to be more people like Liz Cheney who are willing to stand up and say, this is not the Republican Party that I love and have belonged to and historically have been part of. And I find... Yeah, Donald Trump is saying this crazy stuff, but not many people are paying attention anymore, Dom, right? I mean, again, Donald Trump's not on the front pages. He's lucky if he makes a paper at all.
Unfortunately, Bill, actually, Donald Trump did weigh in on the recall of Gavin Newsom in California.
He did?
Without evidence, he's claiming the recall election will be rigged.
Of course.
I'm sorry. I did see that. I meant he hadn't endorsed a candidate or anything. Of course, he can't really endorse Larry Elder. Larry Elder is such a loser. And he's not going to endorse Caitlyn Jenner because you know what they all think about trans people, right? So he's really screwed, right? But yeah, Like 2020, he's saying the election was rigged before the election even happens, right? Right. Yeah. You know, I know we're real short on time, but you know what that's all about? They say that there are little holes in the envelope that you mail your ballot back. This is the conspiracy theory. And you can peek in that little hole that they say these holes are deliberately put there. So you can peek in that little hole and see if they voted yes on the recall. And if they did, they destroy those ballots. This is so insane. It's so nonsense. I vote in California, right? I'm an absentee California voter. These little holes in the ballot, on the envelope, have been there for like 50 years, and they were designed. One is at each end of the line, the signature line. They were designed so that people who have poor eyesight know where to sign the ballot. And if you don't sign the envelope that the ballot is in, it doesn't count. So they put these two little holes there to help people 50 years ago. Donald Trump, you're an idiot.
Well, call them glory holes. He might understand, Bill.
And Bill, Bill, we got two more minutes left.
I'm not going there.
In this segment. You know, what's your sense? It seems like Gavin should win this thing hands down. You used to run the party out there, Bill. What are you hearing on the ground?
The latest, the Institute for Governmental Studies, University of California, Berkeley, came out today with the latest poll and the last poll before Tuesday's election. 2 days ago, PPP poll showed Gavin Newsom 50. No, we have to be careful. Yes on the recall. I'm sorry. See, it's complicated. No on the recall, which is the good side, right?
Right.
In other words, don't recall Gavin Newsom. 2 days ago, it was 58 to 39. The Berkeley poll came out today. No on the recall, 60 to 38. Yes. So this ain't going to work for Caitlyn Jenner. It's not going to work for Larry Elder. It's not going to work for, you know, you also know Kevin McCarthy hasn't been out there campaigning either. Anybody with any sense, although it's hard to believe Kevin McCarthy has any sense, but they know this is a joke. It's a losing proposition.
I see Obama's campaigning. I see Kamala Harris's campaigning. I see Elizabeth Warren's campaigning, all for recall. No in California. They're listening to us right now, Bill. Come back. The Godfather of Lefty Talk. He's our pal, Bill Press. It's a Friday. Stick around. I know you will.
I will. And if he catches up
with me, I'll spend my life. This election was rigged. This election is a total fraud.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
It's not personal, sir. It's strictly business.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. If you miss any of this fine program, please go to devilradio927.com. You can listen to and download podcasts and interviews like this fine interview right now.
A fine interview with our good friend. He is the godfather of lefty talk. He's Bill Press, our good friend. Bill, thanks for sticking around.
Thank you for playing my theme song.
You're welcome.
Bill, let me ask you, a little off political topic, but the former president of the United States on the 20th anniversary of 9/11, this terrible day in American history, well, he saw no better way to honor the dead than doing ringside commentary on a pay-per-view event, boxing. And above and beyond that, during the promotional tour for the boxing event, Bill, the former president, Donald Trump, said, well, you know, if I could fight any person, well, that's easy. I want to fight Joe Biden. Bill, who would you take in that fight?
Oh, you know what? I think.
Would you pay the $50? I would pay the $50.
No, I would pay the $50. But I got to tell you, the first punch that Joe Biden landed, Donald Trump would scurry out of the ring. He's such a, he's a phony.
Yes, he's a poser.
He may try to talk tough, but he's a pushover. He's a weakling. He's a loser. He's a loser, total loser.
Okay,
but also,
Bill,
you said about the way he's marking this incredibly important anniversary tomorrow for September 11 is pretty disgusting. And it just shows that he has no empathy. He doesn't care about what happened. If it's not about the glory of Donald Trump, he doesn't want any part of it. You know, he ought to just shut up and go play golf. That would be better than you know, this stupid giving colorful commentary for this boxing match.
Well, you'd think it would be below the dignity of the president or the former president in this case, but of course he has no dignity.
I was just going to say, that assumes the former president has any dignity at all. And we, if anybody who thought that before he got to the White House and we all were waiting for the big pivot, right? Remember the word?
Still waiting. Pivot?
Yeah. Never happened, did it? He had no dignity going in. He had less dignity going out.
Well, Bill, you don't have to dignify this with a response, but my question of you, sir, if you were to strap on the leather gloves and go in the ring, who would you want to fight, Bill? Anybody you've always, you know, just wanted to pop in the mouth?
Jim Jordan.
You and Dominic.
I said the same thing earlier today. Yeah, Jim Jordan.
Jim Jordan, who ought to be in jail, by the way, but you know, that's not going to happen. Yeah, he's so obnoxious. He's so full of himself. Let me just add, I'm a peaceful person. Okay, I am not for violence of any kind, any form. I think boxing is outrageous. It should be banned. I think horse racing should be banned. But to answer your question, maybe I should not have dignified it with an answer. I try not to hate anybody, as you say there. It's not personal, it's political.
Oh, you never had a fight with the guy, Bill, and then when you're all done, you hug it out and go to the bar?
No, verbal, maybe, yeah. You know, Bob Novak and I used to get into it. John Sununu and I used to get into it on Crossfire. But Jim Jordan is just, he's just obnoxious. I mean, again, I hate to hate anybody, but I hate Jim Jordan.
Folks are listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Our pal Bill Press for just a few more minutes, Bill. The president, and I would agree with you, showing some leadership here as of late, the move in Afghanistan and coming out stronger on the you know, the anti-vaxxers in this continued pandemic because of their behavior. Congress is back now, and he still has, you know, his legislation that they're trying to push through. Manchin apparently kind of waffling on this. Where do you see this reconciliation bill, this two-pronged bill going forward now? It's been some time. How do you see this playing out in the next 6 weeks?
You know, I don't spend a lot of time worrying about it. Let me just say, look, this is a legislative process. This is fine if they don't all agree now. So they'll talk it out. At the end of the day, we're going to get both bills. We're going to get a $1.5 trillion infrastructure bill, and then we're going to get a second reconciliation bill with all that good stuff in it. It may not be $3.5 trillion, probably won't. But, you know, if it's $2.5 trillion, it's still the greatest safety net program since FDR, right? I'll vote for it. I'll take it. And let me say something else. All these progressives in the House who are bitching and complaining, which is fine. They should. They'll vote for it, too. They're going to go for it. If we have just a minute left, I wanted to make one point. I think what happened in Texas with this abortion law is, first of all, public policy. It is so outrageous at every level, denying a woman the right to control her own body 6 weeks before most women even know that they're pregnant. No exception for rape. No exception for incest. But what I think is this sets the Republican Party up to lose big time in 2022, because every Republican in the country is going to have to defend that law. And already seven other governors in red states are saying, we're going to introduce copycat legislation, and that's going to get to the Supreme Court. And we know what the Supreme Court's going to do. This will be the millstone around the Republicans' neck in 2022. They could argue, they could make a case on the economy, on Afghanistan, on God knows what else, right? COVID or whatever. Instead, they've decided they're going to run as the anti-abortion party. They're the dog that chased the car and caught it. And damn it, you caught it. You live with it now. And I think it's lose, lose, lose. Look what Greg Abbott, the only way he could answer it, how can you force a woman who's been raped to carry that child? And he says, oh, that's no problem. We're going to get rid of rape. There were 15,000 rapes reported last year in Texas. And Greg Abbott says, oh, I'm just going to get rid of all of them. They don't have an answer. They cannot defend this law. It is poison. It's political suicide, I believe, for the Republican Party.
Fighting out of the blue corner, it's our good friend Bill Press. He's the godfather of Lefty Talk. Bill, hope you have a wonderful weekend, man. Talk to you real soon.
All right, guys. Great weekend. Good to be with you.
Thanks, Thank Bill. You, Bill. More of the Devil's Advocates. Phone lines open, 844-967-2789.
Leave the gun.
Take the cannoli.